to the Newlywed Game. That is the official Newlywed Game theme song.
Ooh.
Didn't even know you had it in me, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did.
Okay.
And I pooped it out right there out of my candy maker, right there for all y'all to hear. It's a new saying. Did you pull that out of your candy maker?
Yeah. He says it all the time. Thanks, Jen.
That's Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but she said, I'm from candy and I can eat it.
That was you the
can
genius of Dave.
She poops it, we can eat it. See, she doesn't eat it.
You don't eat your own.
I poop candy and you can eat it.
Okay, look, there's not much I know in life, but one thing I do know is you don't eat your own poop candy, okay?
No.
Not a good thing.
I mean, you should know yourself well enough. You know,
that was a Muttley laugh there. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, those Boomerang. Are my, those why, are my socks. Why are there socks?
Because they're my socks.
Why? Are they on
it's
your
okay.
desk?
You don't want to know. Trust me, you don't want to know.
There are socks on your desk. And you know what? That's not an unusual occurrence. That actually happens quite often.
I get hot. If you get hot, take your shoes, take your socks off.
Instead of putting them on the floor next to your shoes,
then they'll
or
stay
in
there.
Your shoes, you put them... Like, that worked really well, didn't it? I'm sitting
no,
here.
No, you know what happened is I put them in my shoes, and then I went to get my shoes on this morning, and there were socks already in them.
Yeah, see, that whole chain there, the thought process doesn't work.
Doesn't work. The system worked. I want you to look at these socks. I'm sitting on my desk, and what I need you to understand is that the system worked.
No, it didn't work. Neither did the other system.
We are playing the Newlywed Game, and first and foremost, I would like to thank, or
yeah,
blame.
Or blame would be better.
Kerry McFadden,
yeah.
My brother.
Big blame to you.
My beloved brother. Uncle Lewis.
Huge blame.
The Kemperer. He is the destroyer of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
The Kemperer.
Mm-hmm.
The Emperor of Kansas. And Justin Lowmaster, also yes. known as the Space Turtle.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
I have big news. Possible big news revolving around the Space Turtle, but I cannot announce it yet.
Okay.
Because it's not for
it's
sure.
It's premature.
We are bromancing.
Mm. Oh, so, boy.
We're bromancing on projects to come.
Okay. Good to know.
Is it?
I'm not up loud enough here.
Your microphone?
I feel like kind of quiet. Maybe it's my headphones.
Do that on purpose. You know what? Every husband should get themselves a
yeah,
mixer.
Yeah, whatever.
A mixer, a set of headphones, and two mics.
Can I have one?
No. The mixer needs
and
to
I
stay.
I can mix you down?
The mixer needs to stay in control of the husband. So at any point, I can just reach over and...
Mixing you down.
Turn her mic off. Isn't that just genius? I just... Okay, you're back. I'm just kidding. I love everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
I love to listen to you for hours.
Uh-huh.
You are nobody would tune in just to hear me.
Well, you know, you are the star of the show.
No, you're the star of the show.
No, you are.
No, you're the,
you are.
The star.
You are.
You're the star. How many people on this show have people said, listen, when it comes to Faith, I could just tune in and listen to her laugh for 30 minutes. Okay. When it comes to Brad, I could listen to him be tortured. So,
what's the difference?
I think I'd rather be Faith.
Laugh, torture. Sometimes the same
the
thing.
The funny thing, yeah, the funny thing is when I'm being tortured, she's laughing. Okay. All right, so here we go. Now, the way we're going to play this
mm-hmm.
is we're going to take turns. We're going to go right down the list of questions
uh-huh.
and we're going to take turns.
Uh-huh.
So, you'll do one, then I'll do the next one,
okay.
and you do the next one. Okay. Now, here's the thing. You're going to read the question to me,
uh-huh.
and you know, we'll take turns, but to start off.
Yeah.
You're going to read the question to me,
uh-huh.
and I have to guess what you would have answered.
Okay, but you didn't take this seriously.
I did take it seriously.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I want a disclaimer noted.
I don't think the people who wrote the questions took it seriously.
No. No.
I took it seriously.
No.
They're great questions. They're entertaining questions, and people are. That's why it's going to be fun. If they
it
were
is.
Straight up questions, it wouldn't be fun.
This is true.
So.
True.
All right. So who wants to go first? You go first. You read the first question. You go first.
If Faith were a tree,
mm-hmm.
what type tree would she be?
Now, see, there's a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would have been easier if this had been multiple choice. But I'm going to go with a Christmas tree, Chuck.
Christmas tree?
Well, that's because it's your favorite. You have like five Christmas trees.
Well, that is a very good guess, well, my dear. You. But you're wrong.
Oh. Okay.
It didn't even occur to me to put Christmas tree. Because when I thought of trees, I mean, you know how many Christmas kind of Christmas trees there are?
There's a lot of Christmas
trees. So then you'd have to pick one.
No, I just
a noble fir, a Douglas fir.
But if you'd have wrote any of those down, I would have got it right.
Okay, but I didn't.
You didn't do that.
No.
What did you answer?
A Japanese oak tree. Those are my favorite trees. Well, remember?
I know you like those trees.
Yeah.
But when I think of you as a tree, I think of you as an elm, which is very beautiful and tall.
Oh, thank you.
But I didn't think that's what you would put. I thought you would put Christmas tree.
Okay, I didn't think of me as a tree. I just thought of what I liked.
That's the problem. My turn. My turn. Here we go. If Brad did not work for a phone company, what would he be doing for a living? And you have to guess what I put down.
I think he'd be a writer.
A writer. Mm-hmm. That is my dream job. But that's not what I put.
Well, how can your dream job
because
not
be? Because I don't feel like I'm a good enough writer to do it for a living. So if the phone company went away, I put full-time ministry, which would have included the school. So.
Well, that was my second one. But you've always said your dream job is to be a writer.
Well, I would love to write and get paid for it. That would be great. But I think it would ruin writing for me. I really do. Older that I've gotten, the more I've thought, you know what? I really would rather just write when I retire and write on the side and do these little short stories and do this kind of stuff because it's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to sit down and write for eight hours. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
That would take all the fun out of writing. Yeah.
No creativity there.
I like driving, but I don't want to be a truck driver.
No, you.
Your turn.
Which would
so be, far, we are 0-0.
Yeah.
0-2, I mean.
Been married for 10 years.
No points.
We know nothing.
Well, it's the questions.
Which would be easier for Faith?
This is easy. I'm going to get this one.
Yeah, you think? To go 6 months without working out.
Yes.
Or for 6 months to eat regular non-organic cookies.
Eating cookies?
Yeah.
She's going to be eating the cookies, folks.
Seriously,
okay?
Yeah.
She can't go a day without working out.
No, I can go a day. One day.
Not without complaining about it.
No, I complain. No, I can go one day without complaining, but after the over one day, because I take one day a week off.
Yeah.
I take Sundays off.
Yeah.
But.
Biggest fight we ever had. Faith says, I'm tired, and you know what the question was. I'm too tired for that. And then she goes and works out. I was mad for 3 days.
It's a different kind of energy.
Anyway, I got a point.
Mm-hmm.
My turn. What is Brad's favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate, duh.
No, vanilla, duh. You know that. That's right. She goes, that's right, I do. The chocolate always beats no chocolate every time, but my favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla,
because you can put chocolate
syrup on it.
I knew that.
She was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. It was a visual you had to see.
Because he always picks chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's always chocolate. Always. Except for ice cream. I knew that.
Go ahead.
Dang it.
It was an alley-oop.
Which slogan best describes Brad?
I have to
guess. They're all silly.
I had to guess what Faith was going to say. Now, read the options we got to guess here.
Tastes great, less filling. Don't say sausage, just say Wamplers. I don't even know what that is. It's the right thing to do. Leave the driving to us.
Well, I ruled out A and B, that you would answer either A or B, because they both could be connotated as being dirty.
Yeah.
So I went with either. So I had to figure either C or D.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to drive, so I went with D.
That's correct.
Yay!
Very good.
Faith gets a point. I have a point. We both have a point. Okay. Which slogan best describes Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We earn our wings every day. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking.
What are these? What are these? Okay, I'm sorry.
These are advertisement slogans.
Yeah, I know the slogans.
Okay.
None apply.
It's thick and rich.
See, that's just wrong. Dave.
Dave didn't do this.
Oh.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 doctors.
Was now, this Carrie? Carrie, do you have a dirty mind?
No, I don't think this was Carrie either. So you have to respond to this.
Me?
Yes. Have to guess what I put. Yes.
Well, you didn't put "We Earn Our Wings Every Day," because that has nothing to do with me at all. "It Takes a Lickin' and Keeps on Ticking." Not so much. Is that what you chose? Oh, good.
No. Because it's dirty.
It's so thick and rich. Also dirty. Well, and why would you call me thick? Yeah, not so much.
I don't think that's
dirty.
I'm
going with D, recommended by 4 out of 5 doctors.
I don't
doctors.
Think it's dirty, but it's not you.
No.
You're not thick or rich.
I went with D.
D is correct.
Thank you very much.
Your turn.
Where is the strangest place the two of you ever bow chicka bow wowed?
Okay.
That's got to be Dave.
No, Dave didn't do any of these questions.
What? He's got to be here.
No, it's Justin Lowmaster, Uncle Lewis, or Carrie McFadden. Stop blaming everything on Dave.
Well, it's got to be his fault somehow.
Can we blame everything on Dave?
Let's do that.
Okay, we'll do that. Dave sent these questions to Carrie and Justin.
They submitted him so he wouldn't get the blame.
So he wouldn't get in trouble. Dave's not dirty-minded. I don't know what you're talking about. And the person,
seriously.
Nah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
There's two choices.
There's two answers to this question.
They both said there's two.
There's the answer that I probably should say, and then there's the truth. And I'll give you both. The answer I should say is Sonic. Uh-huh. The answer that is true is the church parking lot. We were married. It was perfectly. It was two consenting adults. We got to church early, and we didn't have anything else to do.
It was at night.
It was at night.
In the minivan.
In the minivan. And we were a little early to pick up Helen, so we had, you know, 3-4 minutes to kill.
Oh, man. That's too funny.
The van is a-rockin'. Don't come a-knockin'. Okay. Ooh. This is a 4 Fluffy Bunny show.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so I got that question right.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. Where would the two of you live if there were no Texas? I don't think you're going to get this one right.
I don't either. And Brad says, no Texas? What? I'm sorry. I don't understand. What?
Mm.
Well, we've had a conversation before about where we would live. Mm-hmm. And so it's not very specific, my answer, because this is what we've talked about. Somewhere warm with mountains and the ocean. That's what you get.
All right. Well, I had the real answer is if I couldn't live in Texas, where would I live? It would be Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yes.
Because I love that part
mountains.
Of it. Mountains.
There's no ocean. But there are mountains and it is warm and dry.
And it's really dry, mm-hmm. which is really neat. But what I actually wrote down was we would move to Mexico, revolt, and start a Texas. Oh, my.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
If the two of you had never met, what would Brad or Faith miss the most about his or her present life? So what would Brad miss the most about his present life?
We can't say each other. So, oh man, I don't know what you're going to put, but I put Skeeter.
Oh. Huh. I was just only thinking of us because it was the newlywed game. So I wasn't really thinking about extended
Helen.
Family.
Laughter?
Yeah.
That's what you put, laughter. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, see? Pretty good. See? Pretty good. Uh-huh. Got you a half a point for that.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Seeing as I talked about that about 16 times this week.
What is Brad's favorite? This is a stupid question, by the way. I just want y'all to know. What is Brad's favorite and least favorite holiday? In other words,
top one.
Was it, how do we
top
always
one,
say?
Bottom one.
Yeah, top five, bottom five. Yeah, top one, bottom five.
Christmas and Halloween.
You got it. Good job. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
bonus, a bonus question.
I didn't answer this question.
we'll go ahead and read it.
Except for that, I thought of something, but I didn't write it down.
Okay.
What one anniversary gift could Brad buy for Faith that would find him sleeping on the couch?
And I have to guess what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Bed lice.
Ew.
Well, if I bought that,
that's for... just wrong. Did you even buy bed lice?
I don't know.
Ew.
I haven't tried, but what did you? What was the thought that you didn't think?
I didn't think anything.
Oh,
Miranda.
If I bought, I would buy you my ex-wife.
That's the only thing that came to mind. Because I don't, I can't.
And I would be on the couch?
I could think of a single blessed thing that you could honestly, truly, really do, not being funny.
Right.
To make you sleep on, I mean, a present?
We don't go to bed angry.
I don't know. Sorry. Never slept on the couch because I was angry. I've fallen asleep on the couch because I've fallen asleep. I've slept on the couch because Brad snores so loud I want to sleep outside. But never because I was angry.
No. And we have a full size bed, not a king, not a queen.
We used to have a king.
Not an extra. It's a full size bed. There's no way to lay in this bed without touching. So if you're irritated with each other, you got to talk it out.
Yeah. There's no word.
I woke up the other night. I didn't really wake up. I was almost asleep, and I think I had my headphones on. I took my headphones off and sort of readjusted, and Faith readjusted at the same time. And it was some kind of pretzel move. She was. And we were intertwined. Like I don't know how that happened, and I don't know why it was comfortable, but it was. We could never duplicate that.
No, legs were crossed all weird.
Our legs were all intertwined, and it was very comfortable, but
yeah,
that'll never happen again. Okay. All right. So that one was kind of a bust.
Yeah.
Is it your go?
I guess.
Okay.
No, I asked it, didn't I? You asked this one.
Okay. Do you like bananas when they are, so you have to guess what I would answer. Mm-hmm. Do you like bananas when they are still green, all yellow, with a few brown spots, or totally black and fuzz growing on them?
He won't even look at them if they have fuzz.
No.
He hates black bananas because they're too soft and gooey.
Yes.
A few brown spots are even getting a little too soft for him, so mm-hmm. he would go with all yellow.
Yay! I didn't know if you would say... I'm okay with a few brown spots, but I'm tentative.
He prefers a very firm banana.
See, I didn't think you knew me that well. I didn't think you would get that one. That is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, one more, and we will we'll call it there, and we'll pick back up because we've got another 30 questions. No, we've got another page of them, so we'll do one more, and we'll do this tomorrow. So you go. Go ahead.
What is your favorite type of wine, exactly, if possible?
Now, see, I was hoping that I would get this question instead of you because I know my answer. I know what you would know my answer, but your answer is a little more complicated because do I pick what you drink every day and always buy, or do I pick what you would like buy, like drink on special occasions is your favorite? I'm going to go with what you drink every day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Llano Estacado, and I think it's a Chenin Blanc or something like that. How do you pronounce it?
Chenin Blanc. Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. I win.
Very good.
And
it's
mine?
It's a Texas wine. Llano Sweet Red.
That's right. Another Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Llano Estacado is a great Texas wine. So, there you go.
Right. My favorite going out wine is to get a red, like a Cabernet or something. But at home, to just drink without food.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a white
right,
wine
so
drinker.
I didn't know what to say.
And, yeah.
Let's get these last two out of the way.
What last two?
There's two more left on the page.
No, they're not. I have 1,000 left on my page.
Oh, you printed it different.
Oh, okay.
Let's get the next two out of the way real quick, because they're easy, easy. Have you ever seen Mirror Mask? And if yes, did you like it? And my answer... And my guess for Faith, you have to guess what I would say.
I don't think so.
No, I've never seen it.
I don't even know
what
it is.
I've never heard of it. Now your turn.
Have you ever punched someone?
So I have to guess if she's ever punched someone. I'm going to say no.
Very good.
But I have.
And I said, in the face, no. But Brad did.
There you go. Yay. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, everybody, tune in tomorrow when we will have more of the Newlywed Game. If you liked this. If you didn't like this, don't turn in tomorrow because you're going to get more of this.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty much it. That's all we got. Vios.
Vios cordios.
My friends.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.